SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Trump campaign is bracing for a, quote, Harris honeymoon in the newly defined presidential race. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Vice President Harris has received lots of media attention, fundraising dollars, and a bump in the polls since becoming a candidate last week. And the Trump campaign is not surprised. Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio said he predicted a Harris honeymoon. But in a memo to the former president's team, he said the honeymoon will end soon and that changing candidates doesn't change voter discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, and immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump was campaigning earlier in the day in Nashville. He's now on his way to Minnesota for another rally later tonight. Also at SRNNews.com, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says President Biden declining to seek re-election but remaining in the office through January projects a tremendous amount of weakness on the world stage.
I'm a Reagan Republican. He projected strength. That brings peace. President Biden on day one has projected weakness. I've never seen it quite this dangerous, and you throw an open border on top of that, that's a recipe for disaster. In fact, we have now already seen accounts of ISIS getting in to the United States through the southern border.
Texas Congressman Michael McCall says electing Donald Trump in November will return America to a position of strength in foreign policy. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress is about to launch hearings into why more pro-Hamas demonstrators were not arrested in Washington Wednesday. At least 11 people, most of them kids, have been killed in a rocket strike in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. This is SRN News. Texas residents are getting help from Christian relief organizations.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court dismissing a suit challenging Tennessee's law designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals finding the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed that complaint last year actually lacked the, quote, legal right to sue over the law. This is SRN News. You could say it's a test census, and it's coming soon. John Scott reports.
Six places in the South and West will host practice runs for the next U.S. headcount in 2030, which helps determine political power and the distribution of federal funds. Residents of West Texas, tribal lands in Arizona, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Western North Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Huntsville, Alabama will be asked to fill out practice census forms in the spring of 2026. Officials hope the test will ensure in 2030 they count the people missed out in the 2020 census. John Scott reporting.
Two U.S. senators calling on a federal trade commission to investigate automakers selling customers' driving data to brokers who package it, then sell it to insurance companies. They claim the automakers are sharing data such as sudden braking and acceleration. More details at SRNNews.com.